91X News.
It's 17 degrees and cloudy. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. Last night, Belleville police were called to a business on Front Street for a reported burglary. Someone had stolen the eavesdropping off the building over the weekend. Police were called to a home on Hutton Drive for another reported theft last night. Sometime over the weekend, someone had entered the complainant's unlocked car and stolen electronics. Another homeowner on Front Street reported a theft last night. This time an e-bike was reported missing. The homeowner says sometime between 10:30 and 11:15 a.m. the bike was taken. Four car accidents yesterday in Belleville, a two-vehicle collision in a North Front Street parking lot. A single car collision on Bronk Road resulted in serious damage, but no charges. An accident on North Front Street, the drivers called the CRC, and a two-car collision on Dundas Street West resulted in one driver being charged. Mayor John Williams is advising residents that cooling stations have been set up again this week due to the hot temperatures. Quinte West City Hall will be open today and tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. and the Community Reformed Church of Frankfurt will be open today and tomorrow from 1 to 8. Prime Minister Stephen Harper has shuffled his cabinet. Bev Oda is gone and in her place is a new international cooperation minister. Steve Rennie has more.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper has replaced embattled Cabinet Minister Bev Oda. A day after Oda announced she was stepping down from her post as International Cooperation Minister, Harper appointed Julian Fantino to the job. Fantino had been serving as Associate Minister of National Defense. He's being replaced by Bernard Valcourt, who will continue his role as Minister of State for Atlantic Canada and La Francophonie. The two have already been sworn into their posts at Rideau Hall. Steve Rennie, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Federal Immigration Minister Jason Kenney says the government will no longer allow employers in the sex trade to bring in workers from outside the country. Kenney says effective immediately, permits for temporary workers in the sex trade business will no longer be processed because they're being exploited.
They're brought in on the promise of big money, perhaps to work in a strip club or something, and the next thing you know, the people who facilitated them coming here are saying, if you want to get paid, if you don't want to be hurt, if you want your families to stay safe, you're going to start hooking in Canada.
Kenney says Canadians want an immigration system that is open and fair, not one that can be used to exploit people. The final missing body part belonging to dismemberment victim June Lin has been found. Montreal police say they have found the Chinese student's head after being sent to a Montreal area park on a tip. Lin's family has been in Montreal since June 5th and has been briefed by police. Lin's dismembered torso was found in the trash in Montreal at the end of May. His hands and feet were mailed to political parties in Ottawa and two schools in Vancouver. Luca Magnotta was arrested in Germany after an international manhunt. He has pleaded not guilty to Lin's first-degree murder. In a six-month independent investigation has concluded that Japan's Fukushima nuclear disaster was man-made. Akito Fujita has the story.
In the most scathing report of the crisis, a parliamentary panel in Japan says the direct causes of the disaster could have been prevented. The report says operator TEPCO knew about the risks of a tsunami, but it, quote, intentionally postponed safety measures, and Japan's nuclear regulators look the other way. The report comes on the same day a nuclear reactor went back on the power grid for the first time since the disaster last year. Akiko Fujita, ABC News, Tokyo.
Scientists in Vancouver are celebrating the discovery of what appears to be a missing link in particle physics. The elusive Higgs boson, or so-called God particle, that would explain why matter has mass. About 150 Canadians have been involved in the research, including physicist Isabel Trigger.
All of these people have spent 20 years of their lives building something which now has found the particle that we were looking for. At least we think it's the particle we were looking for. If it's not the Higgs boson, it sure looks like a Higgs boson.
Canadians helped build the detector called ATLAS, in which some atomic particles were crashed into one another to make the discovery. Police in London have arrested half a dozen people on suspicion of terrorism. Reporter Tom Rivers has the details.
Five men and one woman, ranging in age from 18 to 30, were arrested across London in pre-dawn raids. Police say they were brought in as part of a pre-planned operation, and they say the arrests are not linked to the upcoming Olympic Games. Police here can hold them for up to 14 days, after which they either have to charge or release them.
Three suspects were arrested in West London and three others at a residential address in East London. There are troubling new reports about January's Costa Concordia cruise disaster, which killed 32 people off the coast of Italy.
It's the latest in a series of blunders attributed to the crew of the Costa Concordia. New documents leaked to an Italian newspaper show that 4 days before the Concordia ran aground, emails from the ship's technical director say the black box data recorder had broken down. It was never repaired or replaced, even though the owners of the Costa Cruise Lines insisted the recorders were working on the night of the disaster. Lama Hassan, ABC News, London.
That's 91X News to 8:06. Sports and weather are next.
Ah, there's no better way to get around town than with Belleville Transit. With 9 routes running 7 days a week, I know I can always get where I need to go. It's super economical, so I have more money to spend when I go shopping. Oh, and the environmental benefits are good too. Plus, it's air-conditioned, so who could ask for more? When I've got somewhere to go, I always know I can get there with Belleville Transit. This is my stop.
Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
91X Sports. Everything was working for Blue Jays starter Carlos Villanueva last night. He struck out 7 Royals over 6 shutout innings as Toronto secured a 4-1 win over Kansas City. The right-hander says he mapped out a pitching strategy with battery mate J.P. Arencibia before the game. Yunel Escobar drove in 2 runs for the Jays. The Miami Marlins have added some pop to their lineup. The club has acquired a veteran slugger Carlos Lee from Houston in exchange for a pair of prospects. The 36-year-old spent 5-plus seasons with the Astros and is hitting .287. He's got 5 homers and 29 RBIs in 65 games this year. David Ortiz hit his 400th career home run, but it wasn't enough to keep Boston from being swept by Oakland. The Athletics beat the Red Sox 3-2 last night. Jameel Weeks had the go-ahead RBI for Oakland in the 7th inning. Ortiz says when he's retired, he can look back on the accomplishment, but for now, he's focused on winning games.
One thing I told JP, I told him that today I was going to give him a little credit because he did his homework. You know, we talked a little bit before the game, and exactly what we wrote down today on the report is what we took out there. And from the bullpen, you know, we knew exactly what we wanted to do.
Ortiz is the 49th player to reach the 400 homer mark in Major League history. Sorry to the Raptors fans, but 2-time NBA MVP Steve Nash is not coming back to Canada. Jim Militello has the details.
The 38-year-old free agent is heading to the Los Angeles Lakers in a sign-and-trade deal. Nash has agreed to a 3-year, $27 million contract. The Suns get 4 draft choices in return after deciding to part ways with the popular point guard. Phoenix gets first-round picks in 2013 and 15, and second-round choices in 2013 and 14. The Lakers weren't the only ones in the bidding for Nash. The Knicks and Raptors had offers on the table, but Nash settled on the Lakers so he could be close to his children who live in Phoenix. I'm Jim Militello.
The Minnesota Wild stud many in the hockey world with 2 audacious signings. The club made the biggest free agent splash in recent memory, inking forward Jack Parise and defenseman Ryan Sutter. The duo get matching 13-year deals worth $98 million. 2 of the top talents in tennis will go head-to-head in the men's semifinal at Wimbledon. Graeme Aegers is there.
Defending champion Novak Djokovic and 6-time former champion Roger Federer have won through to their anticipated semi-final showdown at Wimbledon. Federer produced the win of the day, conceding just 5 games to the Russian Mikhail Yuzny, and Djokovic was also a straight sets winner over the German Florian Mayer. British hope Andy Murray reached the last 4 after toughing out a 4-set win over Spain's David Ferrer. He now faces the 5th-seeded Frenchman Joe Wilfried Tsonga, who stopped Philipp Kohlschreiber 6-2 in the 4th. Graeme Aegers, Wimbledon.
That's sports. Looking at the forecast now for today, sunny, some clouds rolling in this afternoon and a high of 29 degrees. Cloudy overnight, clearing up before morning though with a low of 20. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, the high 31 degrees, but with humidity feeling a little warmer. And for Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 28. At 8:10, it's 17 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 8:30.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the TGIF All Request Friday. Friday nights at 7 on Quiddy's New Rock Source, 91X.